A dramatic turn of events perhaps no one in Sri Lanka had planned for. 63-year-old Maithripala Sirisena taking oath of office just hours after Mahinda Rajapaksa, the man who seemed undefeatable, ruling this island nation with an iron fist for the past decade, conceded defeat. Maithripala Sirisena has just been sworn in as the sixth president of Sri Lanka, and contrary to what almost every single person here had anticipated, it's been an incredibly peaceful transition, and all the Sri Lankans here are taking in as much as they can of what has been a historic day. After enduring a civil war with a ruthless separatist insurgency, the Tamil Tigers, for decades, Sri Lankans got accustomed to living in fear. Elections in the past were almost always violent, but this time a surreal calm across Colombo. Even the celebrations were largely subdued.
This is definitely the first time we have seen an election with absolutely no violence, and that's what we are most excited about right now.
Maithripala Sirisena was Rajapaksa's longtime ally, most recently serving as the health minister, but he unexpectedly switched sides in November, taking dozens of other high-level politicians with him.
For many of us, this was a make-or-break situation. Sort of, either you had to win this and establish a new government to restore those freedoms. So unless we turn these back, then we are going to lose the value system which we had been inculcated with in the last few decades.
The new government's key priorities: strengthen Sri Lanka's democracy and begin a process of reconciliation with the Tamil population in the north and other minority groups.
I hope it can be less confrontational than it is today, and a more open government. There will be more inclusiveness where we want to talk to everyone.
Some 40 different political parties from opposite ends of the spectrum, including all the key minority groups, rallied behind Sirisena and his party. Now, with such a diverse coalition, some political observers say consensus will not be easy. But if the first day is anything to go by, the future appears promising. Sunima Udas, CNN, Colombo, Sri Lanka.